Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Look, when you're about to break up with a friend, it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. You guys have been close for a while. And the infraction has to be pretty deep for you to go, you know what? I think I'm just kind of over this. And we got an email from a Bert Show listener wondering if the infraction here is worth ending the friendship.
Hi, Bert Show. I hope this email finds you well. I'm an avid podcast listener and have always valued the thoughtful advice you provide to your listeners. I need to make a tough decision and would greatly appreciate your perspective. I'm not sure if this infraction is worth ending a friendship. I'm a 29-year-old female who recently got married. It was a beautiful day filled with joy and love and shared with our closest friends and family. However, something happened that has marred the memory of that day. A close friend of mine who was a guest at the wedding live streamed our ceremony on Instagram without my permission.
Oh, hell no.
She also posted pictures of me from the ceremony before I had the chance to share any on my own social media.
I really feel like people lack common sense and decency.
When I confronted her about it, she said she did it for a mutual friend who couldn't attend the wedding. While I understand her intentions on the surface, I can't shake the feeling that there might be some underlying malice behind her actions. As a person who values my privacy, I had planned to share our special moments on my terms with the captions and context that felt right for us. Seeing our wedding live streamed without any warning felt like a violation of that personal boundary. It was disheartening to realize that such a significant moment was shared publicly before I had even processed it myself. This situation has put a strain on our friendship. I'm torn between maintaining our friendship and distracting myself from someone who may not respect my boundaries and wishes. I value my privacy and believe that certain moments should be shared on my terms. I mean, there were signs asking everyone to put their phones away for the ceremony. This friend and I have had some ups and downs in the past, and there have been some instances where she has overstepped boundaries. But I always tried to be understanding and forgiving. This time, though, it just feels different. This was my wedding day, one of the most important days of my life, and her actions left me feeling exposed and hurt. Do you think I should keep her as a friend and try to address this issue more deeply, or is it best to cut ties and protect myself from future boundary violations? Thank you for taking the time to read my email.
Every now and then, an Instagram reel of advice will come in front of my face and I'll go, oh my God. Okay. Thank you for the clarity, right?
It's like your phone was reading your mind. Oh, wait, it is.
this particular one, because I always feel like I think I've lived a life of giving people the benefit of the doubt, right? Kristen has told me time and time again, you're too naive. And I'm like, nah, I'd rather give people the benefit of the doubt and have them prove me wrong. And this particular video just said, stop making excuses. They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And for the longest time, I would give them the benefit of the doubt. And in that day, my attitude changed about it. They know what they are doing. Stop making excuses for them and cut them out of your life.
Yeah, I mean, if this is a close friend and this is like a first infraction, then maybe there's some wiggle room. But if there's a history here, and it is, this is one of the most important days of your life. A lot of people can chalk stuff up to like ignorance or, you know, playing dumb. But live streaming somebody's wedding without their consent, Like, that's just common sense to me. Like, that, especially if you know, if you, this really is your friend and you know that there's somebody that values privacy and, like, wants this to be an intimate affair, I feel like that was, that you hit below the belt by doing that. You knew what you were doing. So I, listen, I don't wish the worst for you. God, what's that? There's a Tupac saying, like, it's not that I don't want you to eat. I just don't want you to sit at my table.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, what's the one?
Some people don't realize what an invasion of privacy it is. Like, they just live stream their lives and that's part of their life. And so, yes, we common sense, obviously it's an intimate thing, invitation only. But if someone is really entrenched in the social media world and that's how they live their lives, they literally may not think twice about how that's an invasion of privacy.
So that's a problem too. So here would be the dilemma. Either they know they're doing it or they don't know what they're doing is inappropriate. And I'm not sure which one is worse, but the end result is the same.
Yeah.
Cluelessness.
I think that's when you lean on the consistency of it. Like Kristen said, I mean, everybody makes mistakes. If it's a one-time thing, I might be prone to look at it like, okay, maybe you just genuinely didn't realize what you were doing. But if this is happening consistently, like she said, she's overstepped boundaries a few times. And for this to be, it just seems like some people are incapable of realizing that a moment is just simply not about them. And that is a tough thing to deal with somebody mm-hmm. who does that consistently. This would be the end of the friendship for me.
Well, I think it just depends on how this friend responds to the infraction, because somebody might just be clueless into thinking, well, I know X, Y, and Z wanted to see the wedding and they couldn't be there. And instead of just thinking, why don't I just video it and send it to them via text? Some people are just dumb and some people just do things that aren't, there's not malice behind it. So if you come to them and say, oh, X, this hurt my feelings because of X, Y, and Z, to me, it's their response that should dictate how you move forward in the relationship, because real friends consider each other's feelings. And if they're not being considerate of that, then you need to not just draw a boundary, but maybe distance yourself from them completely.
Yeah, if it's a one-offer, you can almost excuse it. But if it is a series of these quote-unquote mistakes, you know what I'm saying? Stop making excuses. They know what they're doing.
The Burt Show.
It's virtually impossible to get, you know, 99%, 100% of people to agree on anything. I found the one subject, though, on Instagram.
I found it.
Nobody likes Cybertrucks. Absolutely nobody likes Cybertrucks. I mentioned it the other day, and then Cassie sent me a picture of a Cybertruck because her husband was almost converted into a douchebag.
Yeah, he did put down the down payment on it years ago when it was first announced. But the only reason we're not getting one is because the price has jumped by $20,000, or else we would own a Cybertruck.
How much do those things cost?
I think they were $50 at the base, and now they're like $70. So $50 for a big truck for us, and you can fit kids' car seats and stuff in the back. We were like, all right, we could actually use a truck at the house. It seems fairly reasonable. But once it hits 70, he and I are both like, no, thank you.
So she sends me this picture and I just write, trying not to judge. And 100% of people that DM me are like, it's the ugliest car I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It really is.
We have found common ground between all the political parties.
Yay! All right. So I came across a video on Instagram and I like felt it in my soul and wanted to ask you guys, and I know you will understand this as well. What inanimate object did you feel bad for? Because you have stated when you're packing to go somewhere, you look at your t-shirts and your t-shirts tell you, please pick me.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you know what? We were just in the Dominican Republic. You got to take us to Hawaii. We've had such great times together. I have two shirts right now that are falling apart. You know how like the little neck part here starts to stretch out before anything else? So I've got two from 20 years ago that represent the beginning of starting this show in Atlanta, and they're falling apart and I can't let them go because they just are so tied to everything we've done here.
So Liliana Wild on Instagram, she and her significant other had talked about this, and apparently a lot of people had commented that they too have felt bad for inanimate objects. Like, it's a thing. So if you have felt bad for an inanimate object, 1-855-BIRT-SHOW, 855-237-8746.
It's not a living thing, but watching your car get towed is sad.
It is.
Yeah, very sad.
It feels like it's a person.
It really
does. Bye, buddy.
So these are some of the things, some of the inanimate objects she has actually felt empathy and sadness for.
My wife feels empathy for inanimate objects, and I had no clue how many other people felt this way until we posted the bottom plate video. But apparently, it goes even deeper than the bottom plate, and so she has a list of all the objects she feels bad for.
This is not all the objects, even. This is just, like, the primary objects that I feel bad for.
List them off, baby.
Okay. So this one is very obvious to me, and I don't get how you'd feel otherwise. The paper at the bottom of the printer.
Okay.
Because it just wants to have a pretty thing printed on it. So when I put new paper in, the bottom paper goes on top.
Okay.
Okay? See? Obvious. This one's a little bit cuckoo.
Oh, and the other ones aren't?
Let's say that there's three items on a shelf, like three bananas, okay? Mm-hmm. And I only need one or two bananas. I'll buy all three because I don't want the other bananas to leave their family. Okay. This one you hate. When I get the cart with the squeaky wheel, that's like, right? You know, most people just toss it back and they're so angry and mad at the cart. But I'll just take that cart and I'll go around Costco because I feel so bad for that shopping cart.
It must be exhausting being in your brain.
I cry a lot.
Do you guys feel that way?
Oh, yeah. I was just eating. I got this really good cereal the other day, and I got a little too aggressive with, they're like Cheerio-shaped, and some of the Cheerios fell on the floor, and I felt bad for them because I was like, no, I can't eat them. And they were just hanging out with all their friends in the box, and they get to be eaten, and these just have to go in the garbage.
Yeah, you have denied them their destiny. I mean, their destiny was to be eaten, and by throwing it in the garbage, you've denied them their destiny.
They were created for one purpose, and I just destroyed it.
I can tell by your reaction that you've never once experienced this in your entire life.
Not a once in my entire life. This is the first time I actually don't feel like the overthinker listening to this. I have never given these things life.
You're over here like, I just want people to care about me.
Damn, them other two bananas would have just been up there alone. I don't care.
I felt that one. When I see like apples that are all bruised, I'll like take one or two and just go, oh, little buddy.
Yeah, no.
I'd rather you die in my house. House in here.
No. No.
Hey, Carly, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, so you guys have seen Toy Story, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel bad for your old toys you don't play with anymore or that you have to donate or things like that? I just always feel so bad.
Because you guys got memories together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Isn't there enough in life to worry about and feel bad about?
Then just throwing inanimate objects in the face.
Yes. That's why people need medication.
Hey, Jennifer, good morning.
Hey, good morning, P1.
Thank you.
I feel bad for the Christmas trees that don't get picked in the Christmas tree lot because they're not full or pretty enough.
Yep.
I just feel bad for them because nobody chose them just solely based on their look.
So will you purchase that tree, that ugly tree, just so it has a home?
No.
Not that bad.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All red flags look like regular flags through rose-colored glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And we are removing those colored glasses from you, our listeners, by telling you the Burt Show's red flags. And you can decide if you would want to date us based on the facts. So this all got started earlier in the week when I brought to the table the fact that I have changed my Bumble
prompt. There is something you can do on the dating app Bumble where you can put a question for people to answer so that they can start and make the first move with a conversation. And my prompt was, what are your red flags and what are your green flags? And some of these people's red and green flags were just so bonkers. Like there was one guy really into aliens, but you know what? It can all balance out because he has really great family. Or there was a couple of guys who just really wanted to just turn me off, I think, with their red flags. And I decided to bring it to the table and see if we would date them based off of the findings.
And what's a red flag for one person might be a green flag for another. Guy insists on paying for the very first date. One woman might go, that's fantastic. Another woman would be like, ew, controlling. That's not who I am. So it's all interpretive.
So you know how in the commercial break we found out that you had misunderstood the assignment?
Yeah.
I did too.
Oh, you did?
What?
Okay.
Are me and Mo the only people that did this right?
Okay. Tell us what the assignment was supposed to be, then Kristen and I will tell you what we did.
I'm calling this segment Train Wreck. All aboard!
Okay. What was the assignment supposed to be?
You, Abby. Y'all are the one that made the assignment, but it's basically us giving the red flags of each other. And I had to write three red flags about myself, and we all had to submit it to Tommy. This was not my segment. I just opened it.
Well, because it was Cass, you came up with the red flag.
Yes.
Because of your prompt on Bumble. And then Cassie was like, we should do what?
I said that we should all write down our red flags and then guess whose red flag goes to what person.
Now, yes. When we said we should write down our red flags, what we didn't clarify was that, is it the red flags for us or the red flags for the people we are dating? Because I wrote down my red flags.
Okay.
For the people I go out with.
Yes, that's what we were supposed to do.
That's what I did.
I thought you were supposed to write the red flags about yourself. Like, yes. Hey, I'm Cassie.
No,
I would get way too attached.
Oh. That's not what Kristen's saying.
I wrote the red flags about the people I go out with.
Oh, but you're married.
Yeah, but it's a hypothetical. It's a game.
So you and Bert just didn't want to talk about yourselves. Y'all just wanted to red flag everybody else.
Oh, no, I had talked about myself.
Oh, you did?
I put myself in there also.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But what I did was I wrote red flags for people that would date you guys. Okay.
That was the point. It was personality defining.
Yeah.
The train has left the station. Well, you all have missed it.
Do we not have a segment?
It's also personality defining if you're sharing what red flags you find in other people.
Yeah, that's very true.
It goes both ways. I just chose to do it that way.
All right.
But let's just play and see what happens.
I think it would be more fun, actually.
Yes.
While we're doing this, to have callers call in and tell us what they think our red flags would be for dating other people. So they would call up and go, Kristen,
yes.
Here's what I hear. I've been listening to you for 10 years. Your red flag for somebody would be, you're a people pleaser, even though you're not anymore. You've worked very, very hard on that. You're a people pleaser, and there's no way that I would go out with a people pleaser. Big time red flag.
But can you see how the way it's worded can be taken both ways?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I'm too sensitive for this. Let's not. I veto this.
All right, everyone just call in with your red flags about Abby.
All right, Tommy, throw them out there, and let's see where this S lands.
I don't even know what we're doing anymore.
Me either, man.
All right, so this person doesn't have a friend group, but has a lot of individual friends that they're close to.
And that's a red flag?
Evidently.
Mo?
I think.
Are we all guessing? Or?
Yes. I think it's Abby.
Because I don't like this game because we were vulnerable. Y'all got to make up stuff about other people.
Facts.
Abby's trying to throw people off guessing that it was Mo.
Yeah, I got to play the game.
This person tends to need a lot of space and personal time while in a relationship.
Mo. We all say it together.
Mo.
All right. I can't even use Kristen's or Bert.
Just use them.
Doesn't like dogs.
Who doesn't like dogs?
No, that's one of Kristen's red flags for somebody else.
I'm so confused by this game.
Cassie gets it.
Cassie gets it.
This person burps out loud and calls the taste of her burps.
Kristen.
Thank you.
I had that one for you.
Again, it has to be your taste. Some people might find that a red flag. Some people might find that endearing.
Could you imagine being out on a first date with a woman where she just like at the end of the meal just goes,
cheesecake.
Like, seriously, this is the best it gets right here.
You don't do that on the first.
I save that little fun party trick for my closest of friends.
This person tends to analyze everything and overthinks things, which at times can complicate things that are not so complicated.
Ooh, that's a tie between Mo and Abby.
Yeah. I'd give it to Mo. I'd give the edge to Mo.
I'll go Abby.
I'm going to go Abby.
Mo.
Mo.
Mo. I tried to throw you a little.
You'll be thinking about that all day.
She literally has said she's depressed and not dateable.
Oh, yeah, Abby. That's Abby.
Oh, let me write that. Abby. I did not write that down.
No, I wrote about that one for you.
That's what I thought the assignment was.
Oh, my God.
I should have just let her hang.
You can't use depression as a red flag.
Damn, bro.
When she says I'm depressed and I'm not ready to date a man, I'm not good for a man. That is a huge red flag.
That's not a red flag. That is a stop sign.
The Burt Show.
So I have a friend in California who is convinced that it was God that stopped her first one night stand. All right, where do I even start? I'm going to try to relay this correctly. So she's in her 40s now, and she got divorced a couple of different years ago. Always been pretty straight and narrow, right? Always followed the rules, very religious, never really stepped out of her comfort zone quite a bit. But now she's divorced, and she's out dating now, and she's living a little bit more wild now than she used to.
Oh, is she in her hoe phase?
Well, she was trying to be. So she goes out with some girlfriends one night, and they are sitting at a bar. And a guy approaches the group, which is always a bold move for a guy. When women are there in bunches, man, you better have some confidence to do that.
Absolutely.
Because they are looking to rip you up. So he approaches the group, and he approaches her specifically. And while she's not initially like physically attracted to him, she likes these meatheads that you used to go out with back in the day.
Oh, yeah. The gym rats.
Right. The gym rats and his California thing. That's her thing. This guy wasn't that, but he was charming. Very, very charming. Made her laugh. They connected. So she's having a good time with this guy. So she continues to drink some beers, right? Or what have you. And then they break off from the rest of the crew.
And the pack gives her permission to break off. Like normally when you're in a girl group setting or whatever, and a guy comes over, you're either going to be welcome or you're going to be dismissed. Cause every single one of them, like you said, is judging you.
Yep.
So at that point in time, you can convince your friend, no, you're not leaving us, or yeah, girl, go get you some.
Yeah. And it might be different when you're in your 40s.
Probably.
You know, when you're in your 20s, there's definitely the protective friend, yes, which is a good thing to have also. Sometimes it can be a real pain in the ass.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
From your all's perspective.
Uh-huh. Yep. Uh-huh. But in this case, the women signed off on them. So they leave the pack and they go drinking from bar to bar together. They're also in California where it is legal to smoke. So they are smoking weed, going from bar to bar, having a great time. At some point in the night, this very conservative friend of mine decides that, you know what? Things are going in the right direction. I've never had a one-night stand. If it's going to happen, I think it might be tonight.
Ooh.
She makes that decision.
Winning right now.
Feeling frisky.
Even though this is really not her type of guy, physically, everything else is lining up. So they go from bar to bar. They're smoking. He offers to get her an Uber home. She says, how about you get us an Uber to your place?
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, turn it up.
Giddy up.
That is like a touchdown for a guy. Are there any better words to hear as a guy than, let's get out of here?
You won the lotto. That's about it.
Yes, that is the best.
That's the best.
At that point, she could even go her way. Okay? Because I had the opportunity.
The win is the fact that you could have.
But either way, in this case, she's like, let's go back to your place. Now, she's starting to get a little bit nervous about it because now the reality is right in front of her. Again, very conservative. Get back to his place. She's still feeling insecure, so she drinks a little more. She's hammered at this point, and she's also been smoking now for the last 4 hours. It's go time. All right. So they're in the middle of the living room. She says, they're making out. She takes her shirt off. And then she goes to take his shirt off and does. And when she does, he forgets that he has nipple covers on.
Excuse me?
So the dude isn't in great shape and has just got like fatty tissue on his
on his chest. Mo's trying not to laugh. So he wears nipple covers. I've seen women wear them before, but he wears them and totally forgot to tell her or take them off before they started making out.
So his nipples wouldn't show through a shirt?
So his nipples wouldn't show through the shirt.
So he's just one of those dudes that has prominent nipples. Very, he's a gumdrop dude.
He's a gumdrop dude, right? So she was stunned by it. She's also drunk and she's also super high and just immediately humiliates the guy and starts breaking out in laughter.
Oh my God, no. Did she get the weed giggles?
I wasn't there.
I'm sure that didn't help.
But you know, once that starts and it's uncomfortable, yes. Like, it just gets worse and worse and worse. So he's trying to explain, yes, that his nipples usually show up through a T-shirt or whatever. So he usually puts these nipple covers on. And I've never had a one-night stand before is probably what he's saying. But I just forgot to take them off. But at that point, it was just too late.
Oh, no.
It was just too late.
Whatever, she laughed at him. Didn't she feel like she owed him something?
Yeah.
I guess I should have said that. You need to go back there and hook that guy up.
Yeah, man, it's the least you could do.
Because he's never going to live this down. Ever. Bless his little heart.
I feel bad for Gumdrop Dude.
Poor Gumdrop Dude. It's a Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, before I even get into the email, you're going to answer the question. If you know your friend cheated on their husband, are you going to go to the husband and be like, yo, man, your wife cheated on you?
No.
And this is your friend. Like, that you're, it's not like, like you're friendly now with the husband, but first and foremost, you knew her. She did something wrong. Would you go and tell the husband?
I'm not doing it. I'm staying loyal to my friend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely not. I would encourage my friend to do the right thing. Like, I would be there for them. But at the end of the day, like, my loyalty is to my friend and not their husband. My job as their friend is to encourage them to do the right things, to steer them in the right direction, and be there for the emotional fallout when things don't go right. But I am not, that is not my circus, not my monkeys. All right, so the email reads, "Hi, Burt Show. I'd like to stay anonymous. I'm from Australia and looking for some advice." Good day. I love it whenever people come in from other countries. "I'm 32 and have a close girlfriend group of 11. We've all been friends since forever. We all went to the same high school, however, formed our group after school. I've been rattled with some news about one of the girls, and I'm not sure what to do with it. To give context, we are close. I was her bridesmaid, she was mine, and her husband was the MC at our wedding. I found out that she's had a 3-month affair on her husband of 8 years.
Oh.
She also has 2 young kids. I'm absolutely devastated and heartbroken for her husband. She didn't tell me about the affair. However, when I found out, I confronted her and asked if it was true. She admitted it and is adamant it's over now. It's over because he ghosted her, not because she chose to end it. She has no plans on telling her husband anything. She says she realizes how bad it is and it's made her appreciate her husband more than ever. But does it? She didn't cry when I confronted her, and she seems to be going about her business as usual. I can't shake the feeling that her husband should know about this. She was my friend first, but I also consider him a friend, and I hate that she has done this to him. I've let my husband know about the whole thing, and he also carries an enormous amount of guilt for not saying anything. Important piece of context. In the first year of their 12-year relationship, married 8 years, the husband slept with another woman one night at a club. He admitted it. They worked through it. As far as I know, there's been no other stepping out of the relationship. I feel my friend justifies her actions as being similar to what her husband did 11 years ago. I, of course, feel it's completely different now that there's marriage and kids involved. What should I do? Please help. Thanks, confused friend.
You say nothing. You're acting as judge, jury, and executioner. Your friend isn't carrying on. It doesn't matter the reason it ended. You also don't know all of the insights into that friend's marriage or their psyche. It'd be one thing if it was carrying on and causing active harm, because you can pick up things like STDs or whatever and share them. So I understand that note. But if she's put it to bed, it's done. She's like, it was a one-time mess up. I appreciate my husband more. Maybe let her have this second chance at her marriage.
It was a 3-month mess up.
It's still one time. It's still like a singular incident. If she was a serial cheater, mm-hmm. like I'm a big fan. First of all, it's not your relationship.
Preach.
It's over. She messed up. She said she appreciates her husband more now. There are kids involved. So if you go in, yeah. you're going to bust up a home, a family with somebody who said, I appreciate my husband more. And so if she was like, I'm going to do it again or over and over again, different story, I think you stay out of this one.
To me, I'm a little bit confused if the affair has ended or not, because to me, the way it's worded sounds like it's still going on. Because to me, the big problem here as a friend being on the sidelines is if she's continuing to step out on her husband, I'm going to feel some type of way. Not that I'm going to like sabotage her relationship in any way, but to me, the feeling of what I need to do differs whether or not she's decided to stop or not. If she made the mistake for 3 months and decided to end it and now she's changed for the better, all right, fine. I can step back and feel like my conscience is clean. But if I actively know that there is an affair continuing going on, I'm gonna feel very weird in social situations with them, like sitting at dinner with them and looking across the table at Bobby or whatever her husband's name is, and knowing that she's actively hurting him would make me want to be a little bit more involved in the resolution of it. Not that I'm going to tell him or anything, but I'm going to be a little bit more of a hard ass about it.
Yes, not my relationship. It's not my business. And see, this is what happens when you got a close friend group of 11 people. You're going to find yourself in some drama. This is why I got 3 friends. I would not want to be.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes, I'm telling you. But I feel bad for the husband, obviously. If anything, I would sit down with my friend and really try to figure out what's going on his and her mind. But as far as being the one to blow the whistle on my friend, that's just not how I'm built. I'm staying loyal to my friend.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything either. I mean, after even having the details, she says she's adamant it's over. The other guy has ghosted her. So I'm like you, Abby, if it was going on and like us hanging out and sitting there knowing that and trying to act like nothing's, I would have to set some boundaries as like, no, we're not going to hang out with you as a couple if you're actively doing this. Even though I did do that, but there were extenuating circumstances.
It's a little different.
Yeah, a little different. I'm like, girl, go get yours. He's a beast. In this instance, like Cassie said, to reiterate, like you got kids involved. She says she's better off for it now, and she sees the error in her ways. I think you're doing this just to kind of like get up on your high horse about where you stand on infidelity. So it's best just to like bow out.
Bow out, girl.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Our producer, Rebecca, is worthy of love and she is worthy of a relationship.
Tell him that.
With somebody else in this studio.
Yeah, I've been looking for love in all the wrong places, aka The Burt Show's comment section on Facebook.
Yeah, that's the last place to look for love.
Yeah, I'm not hurt. I'm just disappointed. Am I not sexy? Am I not tantalizing? I haven't been shipped by any Burt Show fam in the 3 years that I've worked here, and I am the only one.
Literally everybody else on staff has been shipped with somebody else.
Every single person. Some people weekly I see these comments.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Oh, Kristen and Burt, Abby and Mikey, Abby and Jackson actually is picking up too.
Abby, you gotta pick one.
Yeah.
So great. Yes. I need people to stop shipping me with people with girlfriends. I need to, let's find a single Burt Show member.
Yeah, it doesn't matter your orientation. It doesn't matter your relationship. If you have lips and you're on air, they will ship you. Mm-hmm. Except for me.
Yeah.
Wait, has Tommy's been shipped with somebody?
So Tommy has been said to have a crush on you.
God, that's right. I forgot about that.
You're so wanted in here.
I know, I can't.
Tommy and I have been fighting over you.
Who was that?
Non-verbally for you.
Crazy person.
You know you love me, you little bitch.
All right, so it's almost offensive. Like, how could everybody be shipped on the show except Rebecca? Abby was putting an end to this.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you were so kind to write me some fan fiction to soften the blow of me getting rejected by my top celeb crush. And you did such a good job that I felt like it was only fair for you, for me to write you an entire fan fiction about the ship that everybody in the Burt Show family wants for you. So I asked people yesterday, I'm like, give me a DM. Tell me who you ship Rebecca with and I'll write a fan fiction around that.
Does anybody secretly wish it's them?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like, do you hope you're the one that she ships Rebecca, you know, like ships you with Rebecca?
I hadn't thought about it.
I thought about it yesterday and I'm like, I really hope Abby picks me.
This is one competitive woman.
Well, I will say there was not necessarily one person that people shipped Rebecca with, but there was a trend in every single message that I got from people. And I did weave it into my story and I'll leave it up to you as I read my fan fiction for Rebecca, captivated by my coworkers. Tropes, bad boys and good girl, friends to lovers, and office romance. Rebecca had been up early, working in the back studio, firing back at trolls on the Burt Show Facebook page. She was in the middle of telling Kristen's biggest troll, Elaine, that she looks like she reads at a third grade level, when the room plunged into complete and total darkness.
Is it an engineer?
Rebecca stood up to find a power switch when she felt someone slam into her. Oh, Rebecca exclaimed softly as she fell to the floor with the kind of dexterity only someone who wears platform Crocs could have. Sorry, said the stranger. The voice was familiar, but distorted thanks to a lingering ear infection. She then felt something next to her arm, a wide brim ball cap with the show name written on it. Is this yours? She asked, passing the hat to the mysterious stranger. Yes, thank you, they replied. The person didn't move away. Instead, they reached out, brushing a strand of hair from Rebecca's face, their touch lingering just a moment longer than necessary. Instinctually, Rebecca pulled back. Not because this person was a total stranger in the dark and could actually be a murderer, but this was not very brat summer of her to be making googly eyes at a potential love interest. Clearly dejected, the ball cap wearing stranger stood up and disappeared down the hallway. A few hours later, she eagerly recounted the story to her coworker Katie as they prepared for the show. You won't believe what happened this morning, Rebecca said, her voice tinged with excitement. I bumped into someone when the power went out. And the only thing I could tell was that they were wearing a Burt Show hat. But with this pesky ear infection, I couldn't recognize the voice. Katie's eyes narrowed slightly. Well, did you see who it was? Rebecca smiled to soften the moment. Talking about things like this was hard with Katie, as there had always been an air of underlying sexual tension between the two since they both liked women and therefore must consider each other a viable romantic option. No, but it felt special, you know? I don't think it was Tommy. He's been coming in much later ever since his wife found a lucrative career selling feet pics. And Abby hasn't worn
pastor pics, okay.
And Abby hasn't worn a hat since the engineers stopped trying to freeze us alive in here. So that leaves. Katie glanced around the room. Could it be Bert? She asked. But then her gaze landed on Mo, who was always known for wearing hats. Or Mo?
You wouldn't be caught dead wearing a Burt Show.
I think you had to say it like that.
Sorry. Just as Rebecca was about to consider the possibilities, Kaylee walked in and casually adjusted a Burt Show hat on his head.
What?
What's up? Kaylee asked.
Your impersonation is so on point.
His eyes twinkling with amusement. Rebecca's heart skipped a beat. She exchanged a look with Katie, who seemed just as surprised and disappointed, as she and Rebecca had already discussed potential sperm donors for their children, as is customary for two members of the LGBTQ plus community to do if they've even considered dating the other person. Rebecca realized she might never know for sure who had shared that fleeting moment with her in the dark. And as Rebecca stole another glance at Bert, Mo, Katie, Kaylee, and hell, even Tommy, she couldn't help but hope for another chance encounter.
Did you really need to throw that in? Kind of insulting. Oh, hell, even Tommy.
Or at the very least, a captivating office romance.
Wow. There you have it. There you have it.
Kaylee?
No, it's up to the reader's interpretation. Everybody messaged me, and they never just shipped you with one person. They gave me like a list of people to ship you with, or a lot of people wanted to see you in a throuple. So maybe you, Katie, and Kaylee will get some Stockholm syndrome back there.
Is it just me, or does anybody else want a chapter two?
I wouldn't mind.
That's so flattering.
It was pretty damn good.
I would be lying if I said I didn't have ideas for chapter two. Okay.
Can we do a chapter two tomorrow?
I'll do chapter two tomorrow. All right.
You know the Bert Show saying, never leave them wanting more.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.